Welcome to the Nature Just Got Real Sensational Summer Minicast Series for Kids. Let's get started. Hello, Planeteers. Welcome to the new Summer Minicast Series, Episode 4. I'm your host, KB Carr, and if you're watching this on video, you'll see the cartoon version of me. Yes, I cartooned myself for the summer, and I had a lot of fun doing it, too. This episode is part of the Sensational Summer Series minicasts, and these are short shows, like me, but powerful because they are meant to get you out and exploring, so don't forget to download the activity that goes with this episode. There's a new episode released every Monday through the end of August, so watch out for those. Dr. Chuck Darwin will be hosting the next one, I swear, so be watching for that. He was supposed to be this week's host and talk about tides, what they are and what causes them, but we decided to put that off until next week because of something that happened last week that you may have seen in the news or talked about at home. Last week, the United States Supreme Court made a decision to limit the U.S. government's ability to combat climate change. I don't know what the consequences of that will be, and I'm not here to talk about that part of it. What I thought I'd do instead is talk about climate change itself, what it is, how it's caused, and what we as individuals can do to combat it. Let's get right into today's mini-cast. So, what is climate change? According to NASA, the short answer is a change in the average conditions, such as temperature and rainfall, in a region over a long period of time. NASA scientists have observed Earth's warming surface, and many of the warmest years on record have happened in the last 20 years. In fact, last year was the warmest year on record, and the year before that was the warmest, and so on for the last 5 years in a row. Are you seeing the pattern? But first, we need to start by understanding the difference between weather and climate. Weather is what's happening outside right now in a specific place, like rain, snow, wind, etc. Climate describes the weather conditions that are average expected conditions in that specific place. For instance, if the specific place is the desert, it might rain there on occasion, and that would be its weather at the time. But its climate is expected to be mainly hot and dry. See the difference? So based on that, climate change describes a change in the expected climate and average conditions or weather of the specific place. Global climate change refers to the average long-term changes over the entire Earth, and these include warming temperatures and changes in precipitation, such as rain and snow, as well as the effects of Earth's warming, such as rising sea levels, shrinking glaciers, ice melting at a faster rate than usual in the North and South Poles, changes in flower and plant blooming times, and animal habitats and behaviors like migration. Earth's climate has constantly been changing, even long before humans came into the picture. However, scientists have observed unusual changes recently. For example, Earth's average temperature has been increasing much more quickly than they would expect over the last 150 years. Some parts of the Earth are warming faster than others. Many scientists are concerned about this warming and the speed it's occurring. On average, the Earth's surface has gone up to about 2 degrees Fahrenheit in the last 100 years. That doesn't seem like a lot, does it? But a change of 1 or 2 degrees can increase the intensity and amount of rainfall during storms such as hurricanes. Droughts and heat waves are also expected to become more intense as the climate warms. Next, let's take a look at what causes Earth's temperature to increase. Certain gases in Earth's atmosphere, like methane, carbon dioxide, and nitrous oxide, block heat from escaping. This is called the greenhouse effect. These gases keep Earth warm, like a glass in a greenhouse keeps plants warm, and it keeps the Earth from being a total ice ball. But when those gases increase in the atmosphere, that warms the temperature of the Earth up to a point where it is starting to cause changes that are harmful. There are a lot of factors that contribute to Earth's temperature, but science agrees that Earth has been getting warmer in the past 50 to 100 years due to human activities. And those human activities, such as burning fuel to power factories, homes, vehicles, and airplanes, are changing the natural greenhouse. These changes cause the atmosphere to trap more heat than it used to, leading to a warmer Earth. This matters because oceans, land, air, plants, animals, and energy from the sun all have an effect on one another. The combined effects of all of these things give us our global climate. In other words, Earth's climate functions like one big connected system. By looking at this information, scientists can observe how Earth's systems work together. This will help us understand how small changes in one place can contribute to bigger changes in Earth's global climate. And while this issue seems overwhelming, it doesn't feel like we can do anything about it. But there are things that we as individuals and families can do to help lessen the emissions that our own everyday behavior is doing to contribute to the greenhouse effect. We can make dietary changes, like eliminating or greatly reducing meats and dairy products, or buying products that use lower emission production methods. We can buy as locally as possible to reduce transportation emissions. We can reduce the number of trips we take in our personal vehicles and opt to walk, cycle, or use public transportation when possible. We can also look into carpooling where available. When public transportation is an airplane, however, that's a major contributor to carbon emissions. One overseas flight can produce enough carbon dioxide per passenger to equal half the emissions of a car driven for a year. So when planning your family vacation, consider carefully the need for airline flights. Can you vacation locally or opt for shorter flights? What about your home? Homes use energy for heating, cooling, lighting, and appliances. This energy may not be the same as carbon emissions depending on how your home's electricity and heat are generated, but it's a good place to start. Look around your home. How can you reduce heat and electricity? Can you wash clothes in cold water instead? Turn out lights when you leave a room? Use less lights? There are many different ways to save energy at home. See how many you can find. We can reduce or eliminate single-use plastics. Plastics give off methane in many stages and don't break down in landfills and are harmful to wildlife. The more we can eliminate those, the better. Reduce, reuse, recycle, but prioritize reduce and reuse. Much of what we put in a recycle bin can actually end up in landfills anyway, so reducing and reusing can be a better plan. To reduce, plan carefully and buy only what you need. Buying less stuff not only saves money, it reduces emissions from packaging, transportation, and production. Families can also prioritize reusing goods. Take steps to repurpose or exchange items, both inside the home and in your community. Giving things you no longer need to thrift stores stops both reuses your items and generally contributes to another good cause. You could also sell your used items yourself. eBay or garage sale, anyone? Our current climate crisis is the product of billions of individual decisions. But there is reason to hope. Family-based changes can shape the environmental landscape for future generations. We already have much of the technology and know-how required to transition towards a more sustainable society. We just need to get started, and it can start with you. So, this week's mission is to pay attention to how you might be contributing to the accelerated greenhouse effect that causes climate change and the changes you can make in your family and as individuals to help combat those emissions. Make sure you download the checklist and activity sheet and see what changes you can make right now and in the future. That's it for this episode. Tune in next week when Chuck Darwin gives us an interesting activity having to do with tides, unless something else happens, and hopefully it won't. So now go out and have a climate change combative adventure in your neighborhood. That wraps up this mini cast for today. Thank you to our sponsor, Weird and Wacky Planet. Don't forget to download your play sheets and activities for this episode. See you next Monday for the next installment in the Sunsational Summer Series minicast. Thank you for listening.